Welcome to Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck. I'm your host, Kimberly Severson. I am a certified life coach and an advanced certified weight loss coach, and I help my clients love the way they look and feel without the deprivation, restriction, and misery. Diets take over your life. They make you miserable and they don't work long term, but you don't need them to lose weight. If you are ready to be done with dieting forever, to lose weight in a way that feels like self-care rather than punishment, you are in the right place. Let's go. Hey there, friends. I hope you are doing so well in this beautiful second week of April. It is gorgeous here. I am feeling so good. And I wanted this episode to be like a little treat for you because we're doing an urge meditation today. And for those of you who maybe aren't as into the woo stuff or the Zen stuff or the mindfulness, before you turn this podcast right off, just know that I was exactly like you. I resisted any kind of meditation practice for the longest time. I tried it out a couple of times. It felt really hard. I have a busy mind, so it felt so hard to quiet it, to calm it down. And I was also just like, what's the point of this? I'm laying in my bed or I'm laying on the floor during the day when I have 15 million things I need to do. I totally resisted meditations like these. So if that's you, I get it. But that was until I tried guided meditation. And when I tried it the first couple of times, I was like, you know, regular meditation, not guided. I was like, all right, lay on the floor and quiet your mind. Like, this isn't really working for me. But guided meditation is totally different, and it really genuinely has changed my life. It has changed my relationship to my emotions. So guided meditation is being led through a whole mental exercise, usually with a specific intention in mind. In our case today, it's getting through an urge without eating and without feeling so controlled by that urge. It is not just laying on the floor trying not to think. It's actually using your mind and your breath and your body to change your emotional state. So with urges, the goal is to take you from, oh my God, my whole body is screaming for this food, I have to have it, to, okay, I can feel the feelings of this urge and totally get through it. It all doesn't have to be so hard. So for any of you out there who are skeptical about it, just try it. I am keeping this meditation to about 5 or 6 minutes. I want it to be quick and doable. I want to get you in and out in the quickest way possible. And I want this to be a tool that you can come back to again and again to help get you through what is truly some of the toughest work in weight loss when you know darn well you're not hungry and you don't need any food in this moment, but your brain is screaming at you to eat the cookie or go back for seconds at dinner or just head into the pantry and go to town. We all have those moments. And teaching our brain and our body that we actually do have control, even when our mental chatter is at its loudest, teaching ourselves that we will get through that, it will pass, calming our body, calming our nervous systems as we ride out that urge, it's huge. It's crucial, actually. Because what so many of us do is try to white knuckle our way through urges. We have a lot of mental drama about how bad urges feel, how awful it feels to have so much mental chatter about food, how much easier things would be if that voice that wants treats would just go away. And we think we have to just sit there in discomfort and misery until this horrible, horrible urge goes away. But I tell you guys time and time again, it's that story that makes dealing with urges feel so much harder than it has to be. And if we can take the temperature down on that story and reframe it as, I'm just having thoughts about food right now. Just sentences running through my brain. That's all this is. And an urge is really just a feeling that will pass eventually. If we can do that coupled with what I'm about to walk you through in this urge meditation, which is calmly, gently being with ourselves, as that urge brings up sensations in our body, and as those sensations come on and they grow in intensity and they eventually recede, as all urges do, if we can teach our body that that process is safe and that that process is actually less painful than our dramatic minds want to make it out to be, that we can 100% get through it, and it can actually be a lot calmer and easier than we think, that's how we change. That's how we transform our experience of having urges from, oh my God, this is so horrible, to, oh, an urge. No big deal. I've got this. This has no control over me. And you can get there, I promise. At one point in my weight loss journey, I was really struggling with urges, particularly urges to eat when my son was tantruming all day, every day. I've talked to you guys about this before. It really was so stressful at that time, and I just wanted to escape by eating all the time, all day. And I had a really shitty relationship with my urges. I had that same dramatic story about how hard they were and how bad they felt and how much they were sabotaging me. All the same things that you might be thinking about urges in this stage of your weight loss journey. And I was like, okay, if doing these guided urge meditations can help me make this process feel easier and help me start to make fewer impulsive decisions that I later totally regret, and can help me lose weight and can help me transform into the kind of person who can have an urge, because we're human, we're gonna have urges for the rest of our lives. But if teaching my body through guided meditations that urges aren't that big of a deal, that they're actually way easier to manage than I thought, if getting to that place is possible, okay, I'm in. I'll try urge meditations. And guys, it made so much of a difference. Every single time I did a guided meditation, by the end of it, I was feeling 100% different. So much better, so much more in control, so much more in touch with my goals, and so much less desire to eat impulsively. These guided meditations are really kind of magic. And here's the thing, we're going to food because we want to change our emotional state. But food is just one way to do that, and it's a way that doesn't get us what we want ultimately, right? What we want ultimately is to look and feel the way we want to feel, and we want to be done struggling with urges and struggling with our weight. So food is one way to change our emotional state. We have to recognize that that's what we're seeking when we want to eat in these moments, but there are so many other tools to change your emotional state, and guided meditation is one of the most powerful, effective tools that I know. So that's what we're doing today. And I know a lot of you listen to this podcast while you're driving or while you're out walking around. That's fine. There's no right way to do this. You can make this more of a walking meditation or moving meditation, or if you have the time and space, you can lay down or sit in a comfortable, quiet place, really sink into this process. That is great too. Either way you do it, just come back to this every time an urge feels really difficult to manage and you're not sure you're going to get through it without eating, come back to this work. I really want this to be just a tool in your tool belt that you can refer to when times get hard, because we all need that support. And so this is just one more layer of support for you. I always like to say to myself, I'm not going to make any decisions about food for 5 minutes. Instead, I'm going to do this urge meditation, and then I'm going to see how I feel. So I'm not making any decisions right now. The version of me who has done the meditation and who I know will be feeling so much clearer and so much more grounded and more centered, she will make the decision. She's in a much better position to make that decision than current me. So, all right, here we go. Just know if you want to come back to this again and again to help you through your urges, you don't have to listen to this beginning part every time. The formal meditation will begin just before the 9-minute mark of this episode. So I will put that in the show notes, or otherwise referred to as the episode description as well. Okay, now we will begin our urge meditation. So you can do this as a moving meditation if you're listening to this while you're out walking or driving, or if you have the time and space, you can get comfortable. Either find a seated position that feels good to you, or lay down, slow down, start to bring stillness to your body, and close your eyes. So we will start by taking 2 long, slow, deep breaths together. Inhale slowly. Fill your lungs with air. Feel your belly expanding like a balloon. Take up space. Fill your body with fresh air. And then exhale through the mouth. Slowly, evenly, stretch out that exhale as long as you can. So let's do that one more time. Inhale slowly, fill up with air, feel your belly expanding like a balloon, and then let it all go. Long, slow exhale through the mouth. And then just allow your breath to return to its normal state, flowing in and out, whatever way feels good to you. Now, as best you can, focus on the sensations of any urges that are already here or any urges that arise during this meditation. Not trying to make them go away, but instead just noticing how they feel today. Not all desires, urges, or impulses must be satisfied or even responded to. In fact, urges are just passing experiences. They always pass. They stay with us for a period of time and then they move on. So as you are breathing in and out, imagine yourself on a beach. It is the perfect temperature outside today, so you can feel the warm sun on your skin. You can feel a gentle, cool breeze blowing in from the ocean. You can feel your feet in the warm sand, and you can smell the salt in the air from the sea. As you look out at the sun shining and sparkling on the beautiful ocean, you bring your attention to the waves. The urges that we experience in our bodies are a lot like those waves. Some are larger, some are smaller, but they all follow the same pattern. They start to build, they crest, and they eventually recede. Each and every wave and each and every urge eventually recedes. So as you breathe and relax and simply be with any sensations you are feeling in your body right now, you are teaching your body to see urges exactly like those waves on the beach. They don't control us. They are not commands that we must follow. In fact, they don't have any power over us at all. They require no response from us at all. They just exist, and they follow the same predictable pattern each time. They start to build, they crest, and then they predictably recede. This practice today is to help you get better and better at simply noticing urges rather than immediately giving into them. We can simply observe them, just like those waves, and then return our attention to our breath flowing in and out. You are strong. You have the capacity to feel urges or any emotion, knowing that all you have to do is feel those sensations in your body, to be with what is right now, knowing that before long, it will recede. So each time you return to this work, you become stronger, more in control, and more capable of handling your cravings and urges. You are moving forward toward your goal each time you come back to this practice. So continue allowing the urges to come and go. Continue noticing your breath, not trying to control any of it, just letting the experience be. And now we'll do a quick scan of your body and we'll release any tension that's being held there as we go. So bring your attention to the top of your head. Bring your awareness there and then scan down to your face. Notice your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your cheeks, your chin, your ears. Is there any tension being held in your face? Take a deep, slow breath in, and as you exhale, release any tension being held there. And now we'll scan down to your neck. Notice the sensations of your throat, the back of your neck, and the area where your neck connects to your shoulders. You can even gently roll your neck from side to side as you breathe. Are you noticing any tension being held here? Take a deep, slow breath in. And then as you exhale, release any tension from your neck. Just imagine it flowing out with your long, slow exhale. Now scan down to your shoulder blades and back. feel the sensation of your shoulder blades and back maybe pressing into the floor or pressing into the chair. Notice yourself being supported by the floor or your bed or your chair, and notice how your shoulders and back are feeling, pressing into what's supporting them. As you scan, are you noticing any tension here in this area? Take another deep, slow, cleansing breath in, and then as you exhale, release any tension from your shoulder blades or your back. Now scan down your arms. Notice your shoulders, your upper arms, your forearms, and your hands. Release any tension being held by your arms. Now scan down over your chest, your belly, your pelvis, and now down your legs. Notice your thighs, your shins, your calves, your feet, and your toes. Is there any tension being held in your legs or your feet? Take a deep, slow breath in, and then as you exhale, allow any tension to release from your legs, your feet, or your toes. Breathe out and let it all go. Notice how your body is feeling now. Notice the change in your emotional state. Your urges may have moved on, or they may still be with you. Neither way is a problem. Just notice how you feel different now as we near the end of our meditation. You are amazing, and you are teaching yourself how to be with your urges. This is huge. So, you can open your eyes now if you'd like. Maybe bring some gentle movement back into your body. Wiggle your fingers or your toes. Maybe give yourself a gentle stretch or roll your neck from side to side. Roll your shoulders up and back and down. And notice how different your body feels now. Please come back to this urge meditation anytime you need it. You've got this. I'll see you right here next week. Loving what you're learning here on this podcast, and you're ready to lose weight in a way that makes your life enjoyable instead of miserable, I invite you to head over to my website to download my free guide to restriction-free weight loss. It's called Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck, the No Diet Approach. Go to www.kimberlyseversoncoaching.com to snag your copy. I'll see you here next week.